Here again is what we know so far. President Kennedy has been wounded in an assassination attempt. He is reported in very serious and critical condition.
I was three. I have no memory of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, but the news coverage was deeply personal, since my father was one of the three NBC News anchors to report on the events that unfolded that day. My brothers and sisters have vivid memories. Sean, Sheila, Chris, Maura, and Ellen reflect on that time and my dad.
As I recall, he came home and got about 4 hours sleep during one of the overnights of that weekend and went back in.
He had a very direct way of looking into the camera that I think was one of his gifts, that he could sort of make you feel like he was talking right to you. He just has this very calm stillness about him while he's in this very chaotic, crazy situation. And that may not have been how he felt inside. Who knows?
He never really talked about it to us.
Dad didn't talk about it much after he came home.
He did recall that leaving the studio for whatever break he had, he leaned against a wall and just kind of crumbled and was mad at himself because he didn't show emotion when he was reporting. And he thought, how could I do that? How could I report such news and not demonstrate my emotions? And he was conflicted about that. But he also said in the same sentence, but I knew I was doing my job. It was the job I had to do.
It was a hugely important part of our growing up, of his growth as a news reporter, and of Americans sharing a moment in history.
He never discussed it with me at all, never shared any thoughts.
My father died in 1997. We would pester him to write about his coverage of everything from the civil rights movement to the Mercury and Apollo space program. He left us with a brief sketch of his career, including this statement about the Kennedy assassination and his coverage. This is what he wrote. On each anniversary, I find myself taken back to those days trying to recall the specific emotions I felt as the coverage progressed. I've never been able to, except that I kept reminding myself not to speculate about anything. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.